America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Sister Jenna and the American Meditating Radio Show are the key to peace, truth, beauty, and all that is good in the world, which is why I am a confirmed listener. This is Valerie Alexander, author of Happiness as a Second Language.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the Meditation Museum in Tyson's Corner. I would rather not be having a conversation on today's show about the recent Paris attacks and also in Kenya, but the world has changed, or maybe it hasn't. Maybe it is still functioning the way that it did 2,000 years ago. However, we just have different weapons, different tools, maybe a different mindset. Maybe the stakes are higher or the numbers are higher. And so today's show will be dedicated to lives lost, lives that are hanging on to continue their story, the lives of the world that's been impacted again by another brutal attack on mankind. And you kind of wonder, because researchers have focused on the political roots of terrorism, and many today are probing the psychological factors that actually drive these individuals to perform these actions. Now, stay tuned, because we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're also going to send a lot of our good wishes and pure feelings and do some meditation for healing to all of those in Paris and beyond. And before we do that, we would definitely like to call upon you to be in a space of intent on this show today, to kind of think about where our humanity is and how best can I show up to be of service to this humanity and create peace of mind in our planet. Have you ever gotten angry? Are you contributing to the rage and the anger in the world by being frustrated and angry yourself? Because I suspect that those vibrations are rippling out to the minds of another person. But I want us to really think about it as we approach today's conversation in sacred trust and with a sense of healing and upliftment. I'm going to play the Letting Go meditation from my Off the Grid Into the Heart, hoping to connect us all to the One Divine Supreme Being, God the Father of all souls. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play, and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. imagine. You have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time, welcome back. That was Letting Go from my Off the Grid Into the Heart meditation CD. We are grappling with terrorism today, and we're grappling with how to respond to it internally and still stay good people and not cast judgments. Maybe more than anything else is trying to look at what's the cure and what goes on behind the dynamics of a person that would actually impose harm on individuals that they don't know by first name basis at all. You know, most terrorists are not mentally ill. I don't know if you know that. You know, they have rationally actually weighed out the cost and the benefits of their actions. And then many folks that have performed these particular acts, it's all for money. Again, it goes back to the almighty dollar bill, and even if they don't survive, then their families will survive and their family will get paid. And so they're usually always, you know, they're attracted or lured by very charismatic people who have power and role and somehow give them a sense of belonging and purpose. And I wonder why we can't do that in the world of peace and purity and power, because we can't keep living these stories of always hearing about how awful and dark and negative this is, and what can we do to really move beyond the game of hate and pain and despair. Well, why don't we turn to Sister Gita and see if she's got something really special for us to participate in and to appreciate as she takes us into a beautiful contemplation and thought about the times that we're in. Sister Gita?
Good day to you, wonderful people. Initially, we were all full of peace and love and all of these good qualities. What has happened? This is dedicated to the ones who have to go through the event that happened in France. I'm taking this from the book Peace of Mind and World Peace. How to have peace in adverse circumstances. Non-fulfillment of one's wishes or the presence of an obstacle or difficult situation leads to loss of peace. In these circumstances, man should regard these situations as a means of giving him experience of life and thus rendering him noble and divine. In the same manner in which a storm throws up from the womb of the ocean or on the shore, the good things like pearl mothers, gems, shells, etc. Even a stone rolling amongst the waves is chiseled by them into a rounded piece called a shaligram. Or it may be fashioned into being a statue or idol by being constantly planned by hammering and chisel. Therefore, man should regard difficulties like this and disappointments and sorrow as the event that leads him into maturity. These are due to his own karmas, and so he should endure them calmly, remembering the divine, and acquire heavenly peace and happiness. Considering every event that happens here to be preordained, he should always remember that what was ordained has now taken place, that the world is subject to change, and that one time or another these dire difficulties will vanish and good days will come to us all. Things do not remain the same forever, so we should make effort maintaining the equilibrium of mind and keeping faith in God and hoping for a bright future. These kind of thought frame will take us to peace of mind and world peace. Thank you, and have a contemplative day. Om Shanti, love and happiness and peace.
Thank you so much, Sister Gita. Very timely and very important. I would like to read a beautiful message by Brahma Kumari Genty, the European director, and it spoke volumes, and I wanted you to appreciate that. Our thoughts, meditations, and deepest sympathy are with our brothers and sisters of France at this distressing time. What is happening in France and in many other parts of the world is an expression of the extreme insecurity and fear that lead to acts of violence. There is a spiritual void within individuals and communities which is quickly filled by anger and hatred. At the present time, it is of paramount importance to counteract the fragmented atmosphere of fear with a healing atmosphere of love founded on our love-filled thoughts, attitudes, and intention. For this, every individual needs a deep and sustaining inner strength, the depth of strength that comes from our connection with God. A healing atmosphere will help restore lives and build bridges between communities and religions, diminishing the accumulation of fear and negativity. This is the greatest means we have for lasting change in the world. So you're invited to spend some time in silence each day, allowing your mind and heart to be a reservoir of love for those in Paris and for those driven to such desperate acts, and to create an atmosphere of peace in the world. Om Shanti. And with that, I would like to close our show off with giving us an opportunity to even love the naysayers and the ones who are playing what we might call a villainous role, a role in which it's giving sorrow rather than joy. And maybe we don't really know the deep meaning behind all of this, but what I do know for sure, if we're not connected to the divine, then the thoughts that are emerging will be not divine. They will not have the love of God inside of them. So with this said, I will end today's meditation and conversation, that I leave you with one wish, that there would be love and peace within our lives and love and peace within our planet. Take care, everyone, and let's make this a peaceful and better world.
Peace is the treasure that has